もし3日間だけ目が見えたら。 Helen Keller, 3 Days to See.
I have often thought it would be a blessing if each human being were stricken blind and deaf for a few days at some time during his early adult life. Darkness would make him more appreciative of sight. Silence would teach him the joys of sound. Now and then,I have tested my seeing friends to discover what they see. Recently, I was visited by a very good friend who had just returned from a long walk in the woods, and I asked her what she had observed. Nothing in particular, she replied. How was it possible, I asked myself, to walk for an hour through the woods and see nothing worthy of note? I, who cannot see, find hundreds of things to interest me through mere touch.I feel the delicate symmetry of a leaf. I pass my hands lovingly about the smooth skin of a silver birch or the rough, shaggy bark of a pine. In spring, I touch the branches of trees hopefully in search of a bud, the first sign of awakening nature after her winter's sleep. I feel the delightful, velvety texture of a flower and discover its remarkable convolutions.And something of the miracle of nature is revealed to me. Occasionally, if I am very fortunate, I place my hand gently on a small tree and feel the happy quiver of a bird in full song. I am delighted to have the cool waters of a brook rush through my open fingers. To me, a lush carpet of pine needles or spongy grass is more welcome than the most luxurious Persian rug. To me,The pageant of seasons is a thrilling and unending drama, the action of which streams through my fingertips. At times, my heart cries out with longing to see all these things. If I can get so much pleasure from mere touch, how much more beauty must be revealed by sight? Yet those who have eyes apparently see little. The panorama of color and action which fills the world is taken for granted. It is human, perhaps.To appreciate little that which we have and to long for that which we have not. But it is a great pity that in the world of light, the gift of sight is used only as a mere convenience rather than as a means of adding fullness to life. If I were the president of a university, I should establish a compulsory course in how to use your eyes. The professor would try to show his pupils how they could add joy to their lives by really seeing.What passes unnoticed before them. He would try to awake their dormant and sluggish faculties. Perhaps I can best illustrate by imagining what I should most like to see if I were given the use of my eyes, say, for just 3 days. And while I'm imagining, suppose you, too, set your mind to work on the problem of how you would use your own eyes if you had only 3 more days to see.If with the oncoming darkness of the third night, you knew that the sun would never rise for you again, how would you spend those 3 precious intervening days? What would you most want to let your gaze rest upon? I, naturally, should want most to see the things which have become dear to me through my years of darkness. You, too, would want to let your eyes rest long on the things that have become dear to you,so that you can take the memory of them with you into the night that loomed before you. I, who am blind, can give 1 hint to those who see, 1 admonition to those who would make full use of the gift of sight. Use your eyes as if tomorrow you would be stricken blind, and the same method can be applied to the other senses. Hear the music of voices, the song of a bird,The mighty strains of an orchestra, as if you would be stricken deaf tomorrow. Touch each object you want to touch, as if tomorrow your tactile sense would fail. Smell the perfume of flowers. Taste with relish each morsel, as if tomorrow you could never smell and taste again. Make the most of every sense.Glory in all the facets of pleasure and beauty which the world reveals to you through the several means of contact which nature provides. But of all the senses, I'm sure that sight must be the most delightful.